The Toby Gribbin Show. Highlights.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Now, Judy Cutchins is here with us now on Shout Radio, and we're going to talk about her book, The Lab of Butterfly McWonder. How are you doing today, by the way?
I'm doing fine, thank you, sir.
So this book, The Lab of Butterfly McWonder, what's it about?
This is a story of a little girl, although the book itself is a fiction story. The facts in the book, the nature facts, the environment facts, are true. The little girl is an adventurer, a young adventurer. The story begins when she is 7, and she lives in a home far away from the city. Her parents have had to move to a smaller area, but they have a big wooded yard, and she loves that. She's not bored. She's not lonely there. She loves exploring outdoors and discovering all the things that nature has to offer. And as the book goes along and she grows, she brings others into her life and into her love for nature, her parents, her family, her friends. And her parents help her create a lab, she calls it, with all of her drawings and of her nature books in their basement. So this is what gives us the name, The Lab of Butterfly McWonder. Her name is Butterfly because her name is actually Emma in the story, but Emma was exploring outdoors and observing a pooling of little butterflies that were so beautiful. She decided that was a lovely name, and her parents agreed. And over time, the name caught on, and she became Butterfly McWonder. So anyway, it's just a story of her growing and exploring and bringing others into that world.
What inspired you to write this book?
This is my life. This is my background. I, as an educator and a natural science educator, for decades, this is what I've always done. I've written, painted, drawn, taught, created programs for mostly young people to connect them to the natural world. And I worked at a science museum for a very long time.
Wow.
And you probably came across thousands of young children, many with a love of it already, many with an interest in it, but some with a fear of it. And one of the reasons I wrote this book is to let children know you're missing something helpful and fascinating, not something fearsome. So there are a lot of reasons for writing the book, actually.
Yeah. How long did it take you to come up with it?
That's a good question, Toby. I actually, as I said, this is something I've always done, and I enjoy walking in the woods, and occasionally we'll take a friend or someone and we'll just explore, see what's going on, different seasons. But in my neighborhood, there are some young children, 6 to 10, 11 years old. And one little girl in particular, her name is Emma, the namesake of the book. And she, just for some reason, comes to my door. Of course, I know her family, and knocks and wants me to walk in the woods. We are lucky enough now to have a nice creek and a wooded area behind our home.
Yeah.
And Emma and I explore the creek. We find crayfish claws. We find all kinds of things, rocks, pretty rocks, various things. And she is learning to connect. And it made me realize this is something I need to do. I need to let children know and expose them to something that is healthful and fascinating, you know, that they can really that really can grow from there to build a better understanding of life on the planet, you know, other than human beings.
Absolutely. It's quite an important book, I suppose, because nature is such an important part of our lives and children ought to be educated about it.
That's right. But the problem I see in a lot of writing, this book is written for, I would say, ages 6 to 10, yeah. Which is the growth period that that Butterfly McWonder goes through in the book. And I believe I'm also an educator, as I said, and I know the processes that children go through in the building blocks, you know, of learning. This is an early building block. Someone had asked me, you know, do you address climate change and do you all these kinds of environmental issues? And I said, you know, not as such. I can't do that because the children, they don't really understand what, as hard as you explain it or hard you try to, they don't understand what climate is exactly, or the ocean currents or the sequence of changes over eons of time and that kind of thing. So what I want to do is simply connect them, you know, to the pieces of that, the early elements that they can build on and grow from, you know, to become in high school and as adults, a little more caring. You don't care about something that you don't really understand. So you have to sort of start at the bottom.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And learn to appreciate, and then you grow on that. You get a better understanding. And that's all my goal is. I'm not trying to make an environmental statement. I'm just trying to involve children in something I know from a fact in my own background is wonderful, and they're missing it.
That's for sure. And the cover is quite good as well. It looks like a painting sort of, right?
That's correct.
Who did that for you?
I did. I did those. One of my jobs at the Science Museum was to do art. I did art for young people, art for our classrooms, art for our programs. We did a newsletter that went to all the school children, and that was mine to do. So it's just as an educator at a science museum, I had a wonderful opportunity to do all the things that I love, to write and to do art and to teach in an outdoor environment. So I considered myself very, very lucky.
Yeah. And of course, there's illustrations throughout the book of a similar nature, if you'll the pun. Mm-hmm. Is it quite important to remind the reader of what nature looks like?
What does nature look like? Well, nature is many, many things. And in fact, nature is not necessarily, that's a complex question, Toby, because we've got oceans and swamps and, you know, and wooded areas and deserts and even our backyards, just gardens. If you don't have a huge wooded area, that doesn't mean you don't have nature. Nature could be your mom's flower garden in the front yard. It's just a place where life goes on in its own little way. Different little animals, big animals, where they interact, with the temperatures, everything that is outdoors and natural. So much of it that we don't understand it, but that's okay. You know, that we don't. In fact, what you said made me think of something that frightens me a little bit. Is that I see that young people, and even people of the generation before them, seem to think humans can, you know, kind of make it on our own, that the other animals, the other life, other things on the planet are somewhat incidental. And that's just something that's a terrible, unfortunate misconception, young and old. So I don't want to get ahead of questions, but you get me started and I have a hard time stopping. But I want this generation of young children to influence their parents and to influence their own children in time and their grandchildren. So it is very complex to say, what does nature look like? Nature looks like many things to many people, but there are certainly some basics there that we need to understand.
And that's a good point, I suppose, because there are so many insects and other animals, really, that appear so insignificant. They're vital for our ecosystem, and the world could maybe collapse without them.
That's right. And we have lost a number of animals and are losing more and more. Obviously, one of the biggest problems is loss of natural habitat. But all those things, as I said, those are things that children will come to understand and appreciate as they grow. But at my level, what I'm trying to reach is I'm trying to get across the point that we're part of a bigger picture. And it's a wonderful big picture. And we're blessed to be here, that we are part of this. We're not separate from it, you know, but we're here because of it, not in spite of it. So we really, I don't have a lot of deep environmental issues I want to do at this age group. I want them to learn to connect. And once they make that connection, you know, then they go on to the next step.
Do you think that you'll be releasing more books after this one?
I am waiting to see. This is the first fiction book I've written. I've written a number of nonfiction science books for young readers in the past. And they were, of course, well received in libraries and schools and various museums and things because of their nature. But this is the first fiction storybook that I have written. So I'm kind of waiting to see how it goes. Yes, I do have plans. I would love for Butterfly to extend her adventures as she grows, experience different environments and different ecosystems. And I think that'd be a lot of fun. And I'm working on some watercolors and some drawings for that now and some concepts. But I'm sort of waiting to see, you know, how this book does, if it is received well.
Well, this book is called The Lab of Butterfly McWonder, and it's by Judy Cutchins, of course. Where are all the places that it's available?
Oh, a number of places. It's available on Amazon. It's available with Barnes and Noble. And there is a website that will give you more information. And that is www.judy-cutchins.com.
Great. Well, many thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Toby.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The throbbing pulse of sound. The Toby Gribben Show.